And those are, but those aren't, those didn't expand as the community got bigger.
Not that I know of. As I said, since I live on the other side of town, I'm just not as familiar with the churches over here.
Okay. What about people getting married in Roswell? You know, that's one of the things that's often different from place to place. Have you had friends that got married around here and can tell us things that...
No, I don't think so. Most of my friends, actually, who I know who got married are friends I met in Greenville, so I don't know much about getting married down here.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the sort of traditional questions about communities is about,
oh, really?
You know, there used to be, you know, special things that happened sometimes, like serenades.
People
would get together and, you know, sing with both.
No, I don't remember anything like that here.
Okay. Well, maybe that'll be something that you find out more about.
It could be.
As time goes on. Now, what about the schools here in Roswell that you said you went to? You were in elementary school and middle school and more than one high school, you said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the high school, I was actually, Chattahoochee High School is in Alpharetta. And I went there for 2 years before they built a new school, which is about 5 miles from my house. So I switched over once they did that. And they're all within a, like, 5 mile radius of my home, you know, elementary school, middle school, and high school. So, that.
Did you like them? I mean, was it...
Yeah, I have great memories from all of them. I don't remember anything traumatic, so to speak. It's funny because there's so many people who I met in elementary school who then you still graduate from high school with. So it's funny. The judgments that you make when you're in kindergarten seem to stick all through high school. But that's what... There's like a little pack of us who had just all been in the same classes and everything through the whole school experience.
Okay. And that's even though you're not in this old historic part of Roswell, you're in a newer part.
Yes.
And you still had a bunch of friends who just went all the way through.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the difference in schools, having to go off to Alpharetta to school, then you all had to go there.
Pretty much. They bussed all of us out there. It didn't matter.
Were you excited when they opened Centennial?
Oh, I was thrilled. I was happy to be so much closer to home so that I'd be, again, close to about 2 miles from there so that I could go back to working in the afternoons and just all the little things. I mean, they sound silly. I was 2 miles from where my parents worked, and I could drive my car to school instead of having to ride the bus for another 2 years. So I enjoyed Centennial quite a bit while I was there. And it allowed me to be a lot more active as far as doing clubs there.
Now, what sorts of things did you do?
Let's see, I was in the National Honor Society there, and I was... did a few things while I was there.
Oh, that sounds busy.
Yeah.
were there particular events you remember at Centennial? Dances?
We had our... every year there was a fall homecoming, and then in January another... They called it Hoop Fest or some sort of basketball jamboree. It was just another homecoming. And then we had prom in May. So those were pretty much our three social events of the year, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Are those big here?
Yes.
Big things?
Oh, definitely. It was one of those things where it's very traumatic if you didn't get to go. So, but, yeah.
What sort of things did you do in conjunction with them? Were there groups of people who went, or did you go out to dinner, or were there parties?
It'd start, you know, you'd have, for homecoming, you'd have a whole week of festivities with all the Spirit Week and everything, and then you'd have a massive pep rally, which everybody'd go to, and then normally the dance would be on Saturday, and so you'd go out to dinner normally with a group of friends, and then go pretty much to the dance, and just hang out with that same group of friends, but yeah, that's pretty much how we did it. Mm-hmm. There was a few people who went just as a couple. Just two people.
Okay. Yeah, things seem to change back and forth about customs like that, about how people do it.
Yeah.
What about African Americans here in Roswell? Did